Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Two famous artists are mentoring students at a Boston school. Orchard Gardens is one of just 8 public schools in the country, the only one in Massachusetts, chosen for a federally funded arts education program. And the students got some inspiration from their mentors yesterday. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble play to a packed auditorium. Students clap along with the music. This special performance is part of a 2-year public-private arts education initiative run by the White House. As part of the program, world-renowned cellist Ma and ballet star Damian Wetzel are mentoring students at Orchard Gardens. Wetzel, who grew up in Newton and was a principal dancer at the New York City Ballet, got the entire audience on its feet for some simple choreography.
The sun is shining brightly, and you raise your right hand just like that.
Following Wetzel's dance, Yo-Yo Ma, who's from Cambridge, takes the stage.
And I'm just so incredibly happy to be here and to see all the dancers do such original, fabulous work.
2 years ago, Orchard Gardens was among the 5 worst performing schools in the state. So it was designated a turnaround, which made it eligible for additional federal and state funds. Under the leadership of a new principal, its students have made significant academic gains. And that's one reason it was chosen to be a turnaround art school as part of a 2-year program for high-poverty, underperforming schools.
One of the tragedies of public education at the moment is that the kids who need the arts the most are getting it the least.
Rachel Goslins is the executive director for the President's Committee on the Arts and Humanities.
There's actually plenty of arts in public schools, but it's mostly in the higher-income, higher-performing schools. And in schools like this, with a high ELL population, a high special needs population, these are the kids that are nonverbal learners. These are the kids that can learn best through alternative methods, audio, visual, kinesthetic. These are the kids that need to feel like they're a success in something before they can go on and be a success in other things.
So are you guys counting 1, 2, 3, 4? So...
Yo-Yo Ma and Damian Wetzel will visit the Boston Public School several times over the next 2 years to work with students. In an orchestra class, Yo-Yo Ma instructs the young musicians. Don't use your bow, he says. Practice the pace by playing an air instrument.
1, 2, 3, 4, ba-da, 3, 4, ba-da, 3, 4, da-da, ba-da, bum, ba-da, 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 ba-da.
After a few tries, the orchestra sounds better. In a studio on the floor below, Wetzel is coaching a group of modern dancers.
Carve the air. Carve the air. Okay. You know what she did that was good? She carved the air. You know,
Orchard Gardens more? Principal Andrew Bott watches the master class.
I mean, what I'm seeing right now is an opportunity that, I mean, so few people in the world have. You know, to work directly with Damian Wetzel or Yo-Yo Ma on what they're learning in school, I mean, it's second to none.
Bott says the school has made the arts a priority, even before the turnaround arts designation.
The arts teach kids so much about the process of learning a skill, the process of taking risks, the process of practicing and over and over to become an expert at something.
Bott hopes the turnaround arts program at Orchard Gardens will show how increasing arts education will help increase student engagement and narrow the achievement gap. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myroff.